Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. I was thinking this week about harsh beginnings for children and how some things are the fault of parents, other things are the fault of governments, and still other things are the fault of children on a playground. Probably by way of parents. I'll talk about that in a minute. And I was remembering how one time when I was 5 years old, I was accosted by a bully, a girl, about 4 years older than I, on a playground at the school where I went. And this girl pushed me down into a muddy puddle and berated me for being upset about it. And she shoved me against the brick wall of the school and took my head in both her hands and slammed my head 3 times against this wall. Not lightly. I'm very fortunate that I didn't have any kind of hemorrhaging or damage. It's the back of the head. But it hurt quite a bit. My head hurt quite a bit. And she was chiding me for something. And it was very, very distressing for me, to say the least. But I remember the hardest part about it was that it broke my heart. A 5-year-old is a pretty innocent little being yet, and I just hadn't had any kind of experience like that. So anyway, I started to think of that in the context of the situation in Gaza, the war between Israel and Hamas. And I was wondering about the children. I remember the last time I did Radio Lee, I had also talked about children. And someone had asked me to choose sides. And my instinct is, I choose the side of children. Now, that might sound very romantic. That might sound like I'm under some kind of illusions. I know people who have been staunch supporters of peace who've lost 9 members of the family, as I heard a woman speak of today. And she's beginning to change her mind, her attitude about violence. This is a grown woman, however. But for children, for the side of children, that's the side of security. That's the side of innocence. And I will never, ever fall on any side but that side, the side of children. I'm reminded of the Chilean poet Marjorie Agosin, who has a wonderful poem, very short, simple poem, entitled The God of Children. And I highly recommend that you just Google that and read that poem. It's just a wonderful poem. And in it, a woman is being presumably tortured by the generals, by the soldiers, and she's being asked to choose, which God do you believe in, the God of the Moors or the God of the Jews? And her eloquent response is simply, I believe in the God of children. So, I wonder what the world would be like If all governments believed in the gods of small children and practiced those beliefs, I wonder what the world would be like if we secured the safety for all children, regardless of adult arguments, regardless of the arguments between governments. And I think sometimes of this girl on the playground and what she was saying to me as she was slamming my head against the wall. And as a grown-up now, I think, my God, who did that to her? What was happening to that poor child at home? And there was nothing for her to do, no way to escape the pain except to inflict it on someone else. And that's the thought that really sticks to my mind when it comes to harsh beginnings. How, when these are unresolved in children, they will get expressed in other ways, often against other children. And what a sad thing that is. So I will continue to fall on the side of children and hope for children in such circumstances that they be protected. They're amazingly malleable, resilient little beings. I'm going to leave you with a poem from an unpublished book, and this poem is called Anybody's Gaza. And this poem was written in 2004. It's in the manuscript that follows Homefront and takes up where Homefront leaves off. I thank you once again for listening, and I'll see you next time on Radio Lee. Anybody's Gaza. In this harsh opposite of children, a scourge of schoolyard brick, the slammed skull's soul, existent puddle called whimper, called small poetic pity, in mud of stains and hatred for a jacket in spring, where ever smallest hearts look on in the playground of the brutalized.